The 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry. The main points. The first contingent of 342 pilgrims, each of them a beneficiary of President Paul Biya's 350,000 CFA francs financial support, have left the Garwa International Airport for the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia for the 2024 Hajj. U.S. former President Donald Trump has confirmed his intention to appeal against his historic conviction in the New York trial. Curtains will be drawn on the 2024 Varsity Games in Garwa, North Region, today. The news in full. The first contingent of 342 pilgrims have left the Garwa International Airport for the Hajj 2024 in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Addressing the pilgrims before their departure, the governor of the North Region, Jean Abeti Adi, lauded them for honoring one of the five pillars of Islam while reminding the faithful to pray for peace in Cameroon. Details with Mercy Ashu Nyaboyo.
They are 342 pilgrims in number en route to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj 2024 this Friday. The first contingent, spread out in different delegations, are traveling on board an Ethiopian Airlines aircraft after going through the usual security controls for drugs, cosmetic products and unwanted foodstuff like kola nuts. Present at the Garwa International Airport to bid the delegation farewell was the North Regional Governor Jean Abeti Adi and his état-major.
It's an important day for the Muslim. So we are assisted today for the first departure to Mecca. I'm very satisfied to know what different actors have done. The mission delegated by the Minister of Territorial Administration, who insists that we are working hard to do what is necessary.
Aja Epus Yusuf Usman and Umaru Sanda Ayatu are among the pilgrims who are taking on the spiritual journey to Mecca from Garwa for the first time. I am part of the Abdulaziz group. Spiritually, it has not been easy because we are going to meet God, so you need to purify yourself.
Il faut se purifier.
Dieu merci.
We thank God. I am so happy going to Mecca. It's a dream for every Muslim.
C'est un rêve pour tout le monde.
Out of 4,188 pilgrims earmarked to travel to Mecca this year, the second delegation will leave Garwa midnight this Friday. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garwa.
The people of Njodong, a locality in the Winner subdivision in Mayo Danai, far north region, now have a brand new district medical center rehabilitated and equipped by the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC. The ceremony to hand over the health facility to the beneficiary in Njodong took place in the presence of a CERAC delegation, the governor of the far north region, Miji Yawabakari, and the other high-ranked government officials. The event was coupled with the donation of agricultural inputs to women and youths to help boost the agricultural output, as Fame of Faith Ngwang tells us.
As usual, the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, keeps putting smiles on faces. This time around, it was the turn of the people of the Winner subdivision in the Mayo Danai. The songs of the inhabitants testify of the magnitude of the gesture. The district medical center in Jongdong, a locality in Winner, now has a radiant face, rehabilitated and equipped by the CERAC Women's Group headed by First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya. According to the head of the district medical center, the health facility will provide preventive, curative and intensive care to about 50,000 people. He also added that the center will help to reduce the mortality rate not only in the locality of Jongdong, but also in all three areas of Winner. The official handover ceremony for the Jongdong District Medical Center was accompanied by a large donation of agricultural equipment and inputs to help women and young people who constitute the agricultural workforce to boost their productivity. The First Lady's personal representative, Mrs. Fatimatu Kavai, called on the population to make good use of the donations and promised their unfailing support of the First Lady Mrs. Chantal Bia, both Serac and the local population were delighted and, with their songs and dances, expressed their gratitude while asking for more. John Dong, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
Meanwhile, a consignment of medical kits to help improve health care services in the EPC Ndonekeng Annex Referral Hospital in Bafia in the Central Region has been offered to the personnel of the first facility, the humanitarian gesture from Senator Francoise Puene, popularly known as Mami Nyanga, was donated during a ceremony in the presence of the senior divisional officer from Mbam and Enugu Division, Garba Bakari. Irene Manti Ayonge reports.
Senator Francoise Puene came with hands full of gifts to the hospital staff, comprising medical blouses for them to look impeccable before the patients and a huge consignment of medication to beef up the hospital's pro-pharmacy. A humanitarian gesture, which she says it is for the proper healthcare of the population of the locality.
To support these people, to say Cameroon is one, and to support the initiative for our president, head of state, Excellence Paul Biya, to reduce poverty. If you're taking care for the people, they can have a visibility.
His gesture, described as laudable by the director of the hospital, Dr. Franklin Xavier Fuda.
I want to thank Mami Nyanga. I have only one word. I say, Mami Nyanga, continue.
Created some 28 years back, the APC Donenkeng Annex Referral Hospital in Mesan Sang Bafia comprises a surgical, maternity, family planning, and other units. It has a staff strength of 41 personnel and receives over 2,000 patients monthly. The events that had in attendance the SDO for the Mbam and Enugu Division, Garba Bakari, was marked by prayers of intercession by APC pastors for Senator Francoise Puene in her laudable humanitarian endeavors. Irene Mansayonge, CRTV Center.
This is CRTV News. U.S. former President Donald Trump has confirmed that he will appeal against his historic conviction in the New York trial. In remarks at the Trump Tower, Mr. Trump repeated claims that his prosecution was politically orchestrated and that his trial was rigged. The ex-president was convicted on all the 34 counts of falsifying business records in his trial on Thursday. In sports, the 2024 All-Varsity Games end this Saturday in Garoua, North Region. The official closing ceremony is expected to be presided over by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famendongo. Meantime, three-time Cameroon International Cycling Tour winner Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is the winner of the first lap of the 20th edition of the race, which took place yesterday in Marwa in the far north region. He covered the 102.7 kilometers Marwa lap in 3 hours 13 seconds. Harrison Ashu has the details in Marwa.
Clovis Kamzong Abosolo was treated to a standing ovation by the population of Marwa this Friday as he completed the first lap of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour with style, covering the 127 kilometers Marwa lap in 3 hours 13 seconds. 3 minutes 13 seconds ahead of his immediate followers. The coach of the SNH Velo Club, Tega Martinez, says they are motivated by the victory and promise that they will do their utmost to keep the yellow jersey throughout the competition.
We work for Kamzong, at the finish, he do the job. We are very happy. I have good impression.
Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, who is keeping the yellow jersey of the race, was closely followed by his teammate, Nonawe Rodrigo, covered the race in 3 hours, 13 minutes and 26 seconds. The same time with Mimouni Osama Abdallah of Algeria, who occupies the third position. The population of Marwa was filled with joy with the outcome of the lap.
My name is Muhammad. I am very happy to see again this festivity after 12 years. All the population is happy to see our cyclists.
The second lap of the ongoing 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour will take place this Saturday. The Figi Garoua lap covers a distance of 102.7 kilometers.
That ends this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry. I will be back at 7:30 a.m.